thousands of miners have gathered in an open field not very far from where 34 of their colleagues were shot dead by police last week, Thursday. They are still standing their ground. They say they are not going to go back to work, despite the fact that Lonmin Platinum Mine has actually extended that ultimatum. They wanted the miners to be back today or face being fired. Now Lonmin Mine is saying they understand these are of very extraordinary circumstances, and they've given miners until tomorrow to return to work. These miners that I've been speaking to say that's not going to happen until their demands have been met, Michael.
And meanwhile, what about those demands? I mean, these men do work in very, very uncomfortable, to say the least, a situation. What is the company saying about their demands?
You know, very, very tough circumstances under which these miners work. And Michael, if you consider how dangerous the situation is underground, in other countries, their skills are sought after. In Australia, for example, in 2010, the average miner, somebody willing to work under those conditions, was paid $110,000 a year. These miners tell me they're getting $9,000 a year. Many of them saying they were exploited during apartheid. They expect better treatment in a democratic South Africa.